Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I was thinking I would share with you one of the truths of my life. I've always been kind of on the outside, looking in, and never one to just go with the crowd, so to speak. And it often led me to unusual places and wonderful people and meeting good friends in my life. And so, you know, I'm in my midlife and I'm still on the outside doing what's right, but also doing what's me. And so, you know, one of the things I love to do is listen to inspirational books. And so I recently listened to a book called The Beauty of Breaking, or The Beauty in Breaking. I'm not sure, but you get my gist. The title itself is interesting, and the premise I found to be unusual and welcoming. And so before I take the time to read a book, a good book, I like to make sure it is just that, a good book. And I remember hearing a interview that the author had actually given, Dr. Harper. And so as I was listening to Siri read this interview to me, I thought, that sounds really interesting. So I waited for it to come out, and lo and behold, I sit down and within 2 days was through the full book. Now, this book is, it's amazing. It's beautiful. It gives us the purview into an ER physician's life. And to be able to see the truth of what her life is, to me, I found very inspiring. As I was looking at some of the reviews, I was surprised to see that there were many who didn't feel like myself. So I just said, well, you know what? I remember hearing this. Let's go ahead and read it. I spent the last 2 days just enjoying the gems of knowledge that this physician put into her book. It's a memoir of a young physician and the experiences she has trying to make a difference in the world and, you know, being expected to keep smiling no matter what they throw at her. And I just found all these little beautiful gems in that book, little life quotes. And I think that when we move so fast, we often don't see what's in front of us. And I think that people were reading this book and looking for something that the author didn't put in there. What she put into this book was just sheer love, inspiration, and encouraging words. And if you take the time and you read the book for that, that's what you get. Now, what I got out of seeing how people responded was that no matter what we do, we'll never be able to please everyone. And so when we're doing what we need to do, we will be able to please God and please ourselves. They spoke about her faith, and I didn't hear her mention her faith in the book at all. I heard her talk about meditation, and I think mantras, but, you know, I didn't see anything in there that would prevent me as a follower of Christ from enjoying the book. And so what I want to tell you is be encouraged about being individual, being yourself, and being unique, because you don't need to follow anyone else's path to live your life. And so, you know, for me being an inspiring novelist, you know, I've just been listening to a lot of memoirs, because I think that when we get a chance to see other people's lives, we get a chance to see that we are not the only ones who have overcome differences and experiences that could have knocked us out, but instead they strengthened us. And so this book is one that I intend to put into my granddaughter's hands as soon as she's able to comprehend the message behind it. So I'll be reaching out to her mother today because I think it's phenomenal. The other thing I liked about this book was I didn't find it pretentious. I just found it to be someone who has a love of people in their heart and looking for a way to expand that love in everything that she did and the way that she gave back to the communities that she was able to reach. And so it just seemed like I felt a parallel to her, because that's what I try to do each day too, whether I get a chance to talk to someone or text someone or share a thought, quote, or a poem. I just want to give back each day of my life to the community that God puts me in. And my community is a community of faith, calm, and peace. And it doesn't have to conform to anyone. It just needs to reach the right hearts. And I believe in my heart that when we do the will of God and we do the will of taking care of those that we come into contact with, that God makes it possible for them to receive the messages that they need in the time that they'll be most receptive. Meaning that, you know, someone can speak to you for years, and if you're not ready to hear that message, you won't hear it. But on the day or at the moment that you are open, God allows you to receive the information you need. And so that's the way I saw this book, as I enjoyed the words and I relished the quotes and the life zen moments and just picturing in my heart what this young woman embodies, and that is the love of God. And so my short thought for you today is to do the best you can in the steps and on the path that God has placed you, because we always serve a greater purpose than what we can see. And that purpose is the blessing of our life. So whether someone sees your message, hears your word, experiences your life, or understands your motive, you must keep going. And you must keep being true to you. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it in love. Until we speak again, goodbye.